Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Proverbs chapter 11, and we, you know, go from the area we have been studying, which is Joshua, to the book of Proverbs. We go into a totally different style of writing, and Solomon, very likely the author of, if not all, very much most of the Psalms. And in Proverbs, we have sayings. We have wise sayings. We have a man who did seek wisdom and did receive it, although, you know, a human like us who was imperfect, but yet did seek and receive a lot of wisdom. And he has a lot of great sayings. They're not to be looked at as promises of God that are going to be true every single time, but yet good wisdom, good advice, good things to put into practice. And they're healthy for us to take in. So let's take it in. They're not always interconnected, meaning the topic will not always remain the same within a specific chapter of Proverbs. So it'll move around a little bit in this variety of sayings. All right. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, back then, you would weigh money, and in order to find out equality of the money, you would have a scale, and it would show the weight of what was being given. Well, you know, you could have perhaps coins that would be deceitfully weighed and weigh heavier, but really not supposed to be worth more. So people could be fraudulent. And essentially, what we're seeing here is that God very much hates falseness. He does not like lies, and in some cases, exaggerations are lies. And, you know, I think about this. This is so prevalent in our world today, whether it be, you know, just say the presidential election and the commercials that you see on TV. I mean, I wish there actually was somewhat a court of justice where it's like you couldn't just spew out whatever you want to say, whether it be true or not. Because the kind of things that are said, the kind of commercials that are made, there's no accountability. It's just say whatever you want to frame or make someone look as bad as you can make them look from a totally biased perspective, by the way, right? Like someone who's attacking another politician, they're not trying to be fair or reasonable. They're trying to make that person look as bad as they can. And that's the way an enemy is. That's the way an enemy will treat you. An enemy will not be fair. They will not be balanced. They will simply just spew out exaggeration to try to make somebody look bad. And that's what we have here in Proverbs 11. God doesn't like falseness. He doesn't like exaggeration. And we just need to be careful to not get into that. You know, as much as I am conservative and tend to lean towards the Republican Party because of it, I will call out my own party, and I'm not afraid to do that because the most important thing that we should be seeking is the truth. We should be operating in the truth and not from a place of bias. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. And that's a wise word there. You know, there's another passage in Proverbs where it says pride comes before the fall, but with the humble there's wisdom. Lord, help me. Lord, help us to honor your instruction. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. And that's ultimately our hope, is that, you know what, if you handle yourself with integrity, that you will be guided by the Lord, and that ultimately the crooked, the lying, the deceitful, that it will boomerang back on them, or people will become known for what they really are. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Isn't that a word? You know, no matter how much wealth or success that you've had on earth, in the end, that can't save you. And right now, in this day and age, now this, of course, is written before the days of Jesus, but now we've been made righteous through the blood of Jesus, through faith in him, and that's what delivers us from death or from hell and promises us heaven, is that we've received the righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ, and no amount of money is going to be able to save us on that day. But the one who can is Jesus, and those who have faith in him will indeed be saved. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, and we should seek to live honorably, do honorably, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. And, you know, that sometimes, as we've seen in the book of Joshua and throughout the Bible, sometimes the righteous even have pleasure in the fact that when the wicked stumbles over their own wickedness and gets what they've got coming, there's some satisfaction in that. And living righteously will smooth your way. The righteous of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. And very similar there, you know, very similar statements. I mean, the righteous are going to be delivered, but eventually evil's going to get caught up with. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of strong men perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, but the wicked takes his place. And what a great hope that, you know, ultimately righteousness will shine forth and the wicked will get what's due. And hopefully it happens in this life, but at times the fullness of this is going to happen when the righteous are saved and the wicked, you know, are not saved and receive the punishment due them for not believing in Jesus Christ. With his mouth, the godless man destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Well, that is a great hope. You know, people can blaspheme and make up things and say whatever they're going to say, but ultimately, the truth will be known, and the righteous will be delivered by the truth. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. There we see it again. You know, there is some pleasure, even by the righteous, when the wicked get what they deserve. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. By the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. You know, the mouth is dangerous. It's a dangerous thing, the mouth. He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent. And I believe that's true. And, you know, however, for how long? You know, at what point does the righteous need to speak up? I think there are times when the tongue needs to be tied and when silence prevails. And then there's times where the righteous needs to shine forth. And I guess the wisdom of God, the discernment of the Holy Spirit is what's needed when that time comes. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Yeah, well, that's what happens is in the world today, people will gossip, slander, talk behind your back, not talk to you directly. That is the nature of what mankind does. But he who is trustworthy will deal directly with the people involved and not be out there talking to everyone else. Where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is victory. And hallelujah for good counselors. And may the Lord be with anyone that we seek counsel from so that the right counsel is given and so that godliness prevails. He who is a guarantor for a stranger will surely suffer for it, but he who hates being a guarantor is secure. The Bible's pretty clear that we need to not be backing up someone else's loans. Now, that can be different for family, but definitely you want to be careful to get in bed with the public. You have to be very careful regarding partnerships and things like that, even in business, to be responsible for what someone else might do. You're putting yourself in an insecure situation. A gracious woman attains honor, and ruthless men attain riches, that's kind of interesting that it's said that way. I don't think that is the encouraging men to be ruthless, but it just happens sometimes that there will be men that, you know, at least in this life, are going to experience something even from their bad behavior, but ultimately there will be a cost. The merciful man does himself good, but the cruel man does himself harm. You know, honor the Lord in our behavior. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness gets a true reward. And I believe that the righteous, there is reward now and in heaven. And sometimes for living righteously and godly and being a man of God, a woman of God, there will be blessing here on this earth, but there's definitely going to be blessing in heaven. He who is steadfast in righteousness will attain to life. Hallelujah. And, you know, perhaps he's referring to a blessedness in heaven, in eternal life. And we should be steadfast in righteousness. We should be looking to live rightly. And he who pursues evil will bring about his own death. Be careful to be partnered with or get entangled in evil. The perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord. Wow, what a strong word. But the blameless in their walk are his delight. And may you help us, Lord, to live blamelessly and to be your delight and not to be perverse in heart, which is an abomination to you, but rather walk in your delight, God, and live honorably and righteously. Assuredly, the evil man will not go punished, but the descendants of the righteous will be delivered. Sometimes the blessing upon, you know, your family before you or you now can be a blessing upon your family ahead of you. Sometimes you leave not only maybe a righteous standing, righteous behavior, good counsel to your family. You might leave, you know, an inheritance to your family. But, you know, those who have gone before or those who might come behind someone who's wicked, a lot of times they're left with nothing but just difficulty and challenges. So, you know that our behavior, the way that we live, the way that we honor the Lord can not only be a blessing to us, but our kids and even our grandkids. As a ring of gold and a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. Wow. You know, sometimes we value so much success here, beauty here, but really what we should want is godliness and honor him in our behavior, whether man or woman. And woman, be a woman of God in the beauty of your character and in who you are as a woman of God, rather than, you know, having your focus be all on outward appearance. That's not the direction the Christian woman should go. The Christian woman should be trying to grow in her inner beauty. Now, we can all take care of ourselves. We can all honor our bodies physically because they are a temple of the Lord. But that doesn't mean in the beauty of what's exhibited in today's world, but rather the inner beauty of a woman who loves the Lord. The desire of righteousness is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. That's really a good word. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to accomplish good, or are you trying to accomplish wrath? What is the goal? There is one who scatters and yet increases all the more, and there is one who withholds what is justly due, and yet it results in only want. And we should not withhold what is justly due. We should do what is just and what is right. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. I believe either that passage or one similar to it in the Proverbs talks about he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I do believe it is that passage. And what a great word that is. You know, he who waters others will himself be watered. I mean, we should be a refreshment to those around us, and as a result, may they then, you know, experience the refreshing of being around men and women of God, the blessing of being in the family of God, where we're encouraging, being generous with, and refreshing and watering one another so that we can be better saints of the Most High and live a more refreshing life to those around us. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. So that's interesting, right? If I guess if people were hoarding, you know, we saw that during COVID, right? Where people, you know, are desperate to get everything they can get and kind of hoard it, and then some people are left without. And, you know, the Bible's pretty clear that sharing with our brothers and sisters, especially in the church, but also to show the love to fellow people of the world is something that we should consider versus our own just hoarding for me and my. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor. And may that be true. May we all diligently seek good. But he who seeks evil, evil will come upon him. And here we see it again. We see it a lot in the Bible. The boomerang of ultimately evil and wickedness catches up to you. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf. And again, very clear, even though Solomon had great wealth, ultimately what's more important than wealth is living righteously, being now in faith in Jesus and having him alter our behavior so that we steadfastly live an honorable life. He who troubles his own house will inherit wind. He who troubles his own house will inherit wind, and the foolish will be the servant to the wise-hearted. Listen to that. He who troubles his own house, you know, and that can happen in our families, and that can happen in our churches. And, you know, people who create division and challenges in churches, we have to be careful. They're going to inherit the wind. But the foolish will be servant to the wise-hearted. And ultimately, fools will, you know, be lesser than. And people who live wisely will be, you know, the fools will end up serving the one who lives wisely. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, but he who is wise wins souls. What a great word, especially in our day and age and in the, you know, church age here. He who is wise wins souls. We should be seeking to win people to Jesus Christ and letting them know that, you know what, you can be forgiven of your sin. I just wish the good news was told more. You know that whatever you've done, no matter what you've done, the Lord Jesus Christ can forgive you of all of it through faith in him. Isn't that incredible? Hallelujah. That through faith in Jesus, the old is gone, the new has come. You can embrace a new life in his name. You can have the forgiveness of sins, the promise of eternal life. And you can have the Holy Spirit be summoned to your side to aid you, to counsel you in this journey of life. And it is wise for us to try to win people to that good news. Hallelujah. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And, you know, may our trees have healthy fruit upon it. If the righteous will be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? And there it is again. We see it so often. It's not always how I think we think in the church age because of the love of God and the fruit of the Spirit. But yet it is biblical that at times the wicked deserves to get what they, you know, what they deserve for their wickedness, and that the righteous will be rewarded on the earth. And that reveals, you know, that reveals the true behavior of mankind. So, you know what? I don't want to wish poor things on the wicked. You know what I wish? I wish the wicked would come to Jesus, and I wish they would do what's right and what's honorable and honor him and then receive the blessing of faith in him. But if you're going to, if a person's going to live wickedly, you know, sometimes what they need is justice in order to be able to discern and realize their wicked behavior so that they can turn from it. So sometimes the consequences of wicked behavior can be used by God to finally wake people up, like the prodigal who left and then he came to his senses because everything turned out poorly. He came to his senses and returned home. And you know what? If you have or are or in the future experience hardship because of your own sinfulness, you know, may God use that for good to just turn us from our wicked ways and turn us towards our Lord and Savior who can forgive us, restore us, and make us new again. Hallelujah. May these wise sayings bless us in our journey of life. God bless you all.